you should be required to have 12 babies, or else you're a serial killer. And I'm definitely not a serial killer.
Are you?
My son monitors my porn usage to make sure I'm not self-pleasuring.
Just like Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. That's true, you can look it up.
Don't you think that's normal?
Yeah, I do.
It's normal for your son to do that.
You should have a family member monitor your porn use too.
Because pleasuring yourself is very, very naughty.
Now, it's time for Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards.
Okay, every now and then I like to share some of my favorite political ads, and I have three of them here this week. Two of them are from one of my favorite organizations, the Lincoln Project, and one of them is from an organization that I never heard of, but they're blowing up the internet right now with this latest ad. They're called Won't Pack Down. You've got to see this ad. You've got to hear it. It's absolutely hilarious and impactful. So this first one is from the Lincoln Project, and it addresses the reality of the Republican Party, the reality of how open they are about their racism, how racist they are. This is how they believe they can win the election.
It's never the Republican who ever bring up race.
Is she Indian or is she black? She was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she went... She became a black person. Just to be
this woman, this disaster, whose only qualification was having a vagina and the right skin color.
Either Kamala Harris, she's the original Hawk to a girl.
She's never earned or won anything.
Pimps trying to find a woman that's weak. You know what I mean, man? Jive turkey?
That's not how I remember Kamala Harris speaking. That sounded a little bit more, I don't know, a little bit more jive to me.
Kamala Harris is a JV player. She is a DEI pick.
She was a DEI hire?
A DEI vice president.
She would be the queen of DEI if she were elected.
Affirmative action, you're selected because of the melanin in the content of your skin.
Is it possible that she's getting whiter?
Whiter?
Yeah.
I think they've been...
Have you seen her lately? Like, it is weird. It's like she's like a biracial werewolf.
I've noticed she started
straightening.
She's a DEI hire, right? She's a woman. She's colored, therefore she's got to be good.
So racist. I don't...
Their rabid racism, it's only effective with their MAGA cult members. They love racism. The problem is they can't win with rabid MAGA morons alone. So we'll see how that works out for them. Here's another ad from the Lincoln Project that focuses on Dictator Donnie's old age. It attacks Grandpa Don on his own dementia.
For 3 years, we heard it every day, that Joe Biden and Donald Trump were the oldest candidates ever. Republicans made the excuse that Biden was 3 years older, and the media gave it a pass. Their breathless coverage of Biden's age, while ignoring Trump's decline, pretended Trump wasn't slurring his speech.
We want a landslide that's
confusing people,
including Obama. I'll tell you what.
Telling weird, wandering stories.
By the way, a lot of shark attacks lately. The late, great Hannibal Lecter. He's a wonderful man.
Now, there's no excuse. There's only one person in this race now with mental problems. One person with memory problems. One person feeling the icy hand of death from old age creeping closer. One person who knows the clock is running out. And that's old Donald Trump. Weak, impotent, forgetful, mentally declining, fast. He'd be 83 by the end of his term. If he's senile now, he'll be dangerous by then.
I love it. This throws the age back right back into the bloated orange buffoon's face. Just like he was doing with Biden, constantly telling Biden how old he is. I hope Grandpa Don loves it too. All right, this next ad speaks on its own. There's not so much I can say about it. Matter of fact, you just got to listen to it. This one comes from Won't Pack Down. Check it out.
Us MAGA Republicans banned abortion, but that's just the start.
That's just the start.
If Trump gets elected, we want the government involved in all aspects of your sex life.
Way more involved.
Way more involved.
When you have sexual intercourse, it should be illegal to use contraception. No pills, no condoms.
Your genitals are reserved for procreation.
If you freeze 12 eggs, you should be required to have 12 babies, or else you're a serial killer. and I'm definitely not a serial killer.
Are you?
My son monitors my porn usage to make sure I'm not self-pleasuring.
Just like Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. That's true. You can look it up.
Don't you think that's normal?
Yeah, I do.
It's normal for your son to do that.
You should have a family member monitor your porn use, too.
Because pleasuring yourself is very, very naughty.
I'm voting in November.
I'm voting in November.
We're all voting in November. Are you?
Because what happens in your bedroom is up to me.
Is up to me and my son. Also, mouth stuff is a sin.
Wow, the Republican Party has to be crapping their diapers over this one. Thank you, JD, and all the hypocrite so-called conservative Christians for making this ad possible.